On a drizzly Wednesday, a dozen Anchorage boys and girls are gathered at the city's Senior Center parking lot in Midtown. They are decked out in hard hats and matching yellow t-shirts, and they are wielding shovels, not in a menacing way, but in the old-fashioned way. They are digging gravel from a big pile in the lot and loading it into wheelbarrows, lots of wheelbarrows. And then in a long yellow t-shirted line, they wheel the full barrows through the parking lot and down what is soon to become a trail. The trail is soon to link the Anchorage Senior Center to the Chester Creek Greenbelt, not too far away. Crew boss Alex Roman, 29, stands by with a rake as a fresh wheelbarrow load of gravel is dumped over a long strip of black landscaping material.
Right now we're working on graveling the trail. It's going to be the surface to about 1,000 feet of trail to connect it from the Senior Center to the Chester Creek Trail.
Roman is a field educator for the city's Youth Employment in Parks program.
It is.
Shoveling gravel is not easy.
Neither is wheelbarrowing it.
And neither is raking it.
Yeah. Well,
so how much further do you have to go?
It's quite a bit further down. I mean, the whole connection is 1,000 feet, and we're maybe a third of the way through. So we've got quite a ways. And they're still working on grubbing out the rest of the trail right now.
The youth, ages 16 to 19, are students on summer break who are paid to work on park upkeep and improvements. The Senior Center trail is being constructed under the direction of professional trail builders. The young workers help remove vegetation down to mineral soil, then get to work shoveling and hauling gravel. There is no heavy equipment involved. The young crew uses elbow grease to get the job done. Crew boss Roman says the trail will serve the general public.
The neighborhood that's around this area, it's a quick access point to the trail, so they can hop on their bikes and not have to meander all the way down to the bridge.
The state legislature has helped to fund the Youth Employment in Parks project, which is being done in partnership with the Anchorage Park Foundation, the city's Parks and Recreation Department, and Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. There are two sides to the program, park upkeep and recreation. Some of the young employees work in recreational programs, but the majority of them, like 17-year-old Abram Tiak, work on conservation-oriented projects.
Yeah, I enjoy it very much. It's a very good first job opportunity. You know, this is my first job right now, and I think it's just really good for skill building and work history.
Are they teaching you anything?
Mostly, before you even work on the projects, they teach you about what it does for the environment and how it's helping mostly for creating a natural environment. Like this rain garden you see here at Westchester Lagoon, it filters off the rain that runs off the pavement from the streets, and it filters that out and keeps it from seeping into the Westchester Lagoon. So, yeah. So they teach us a little about what the project is for, what the purpose of it is, and helps you enjoy what you do it for.
It's the conservation projects that got Anchorage's Youth Employment in Parks nominated for a national award. In partnership with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the youth program used bioengineering techniques to restore stream and lake banks and has worked with invasive species control projects as well as building soft surface trails to minimize wetland impacts. This week, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced the Youth Employment in Parks program has gained a 2010 Partners in Conservation Award, one of only a handful of similar honors given around the country. Beth Nordland is executive director of the Anchorage Park Foundation.
We were nominated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, our great partner.
Did that come as a surprise?
Oh, we've known for a while, but the gusher in the Gulf kind of put this off for a little bit. But we're so honored, and we have very strong partners in this town. Actually, I think that that the Youth Employment in Parks program can be emulated in other cities if they have a strong relationship with their municipality and their other partners.
The Anchorage Park Foundation supports the youth program to both accomplish free recreation programs and to engage young people in parks and public lands. The young people will be the next generation of stewards of our natural resources. I'm Ellen Lockyer.